tonight we're doing Kriya Shma Lamita, Simon Reish Lamid Teth. The Mechaber begins Sifal of Koral Mitasa Parsha Rishon Shel Shma, Umavarech Hamapil Chevle Shoina Aleina. So there's a bracha of Hamapil, and that's said before one goes to sleep. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Brura. Parsha Rishon V'Misklal Arvis Mod Yom Tzarech Likros Kol Parshios. One should be careful. We're going to see that there are two ways of looking at this Kriya Shma. There'll be nafkaminas in this regard. Whether this Kriya Shma is a function of fulfillment of the Din D'Oraisa V'Shach Becha, or it's just Kriya Shma, quote-unquote, just for Shmira, for going to sleep. So the Mishnah Brura points out that this is an opportunity for someone who wasn't Yotzei Din D'Oraisa because he davened early, V'Yichan L'Tzeis Pem HaMitzvah Seseh Shel Kriya Shma, V'HaMitzvah Shel Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. As we discussed in the past, there are two mitzvahs in Kriya Shma, one Kriya Shma, the other Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, what is the correct order? So the order in the Shulchan Aruch is a little bit different than we find in our Sidurim. The words of the Shulchan Aruch were that you say Shema, Parsha Rishon Shema, and then Amapil. So the comments of the Mishmur and Sivkot and Beis, Miloshon Shulchan Aruch, Mashmur, the Birchas Amapil, Omer Acha Kriya Shema, Kadesh Tei Abrucha Samuch L'Sheina. So he argues that the rationale, the order in the Shulchan Aruch, is that the Bracha is in regards to going to sleep, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, many beautiful bakashas in the bracha of Hamapil, so connected to going to sleep. He just adds, Mishnah Berurah, though, is bothered, some of the custom to say Yosha B'Seser afterwards, which we'll see later on in the Shulchan Aruch. Mashi Karacha, Kach Yosha B'Seser Re'inach, Kivna Mishnah Shmir Lo Havi Hefsik. So they didn't want to have a Hefsik. The Mishnah Berurah though concludes V'yesh Ma'akrom Sheskim Shivarch Birchas Ma'apil Kodem V'achakach Kriya Shma V'yeser Psukei Derachmin. And there are some Ma'akronim who say that the inverse should be done V'dinire D'lemaisa. Yeah, and he adds K'moshnit Pas B'Sidurim. That's how it's If a person's likely to fall asleep, so then in such a case, in the middle of Kriya Shema, so then Birchas Hamapil should be closed. The main temple is that Tov Yosef L'Acher Birchas Hamapil Ad L'Basof. And if he's not likely, so then in such a case, the Birchas Hamapil should be the last. So sometimes when we're very tired, so then what happens is we fall asleep in the middle. So for that reason, so then what we do is we first have the Birchas Hamapil, and then we have Shema. Rav Nemitzal told me that a person should know himself what's more likely to happen to him. Okay, so again, bottom line is that in the Sidurim, the way that they have it is because of the concern that a person will fall asleep before he actually says it. Okay. Samach l'mitaso gimel v'loyikru kriya shma kishikanes lishon el kishiro sheashena ba'alof. He should only say kriya shma as he's beginning to go to sleep. Av knes hagdol kos sheishuk mos mirat miyat ve'en lochush mishum hefsik. So there is a discussion how early on to do it. At the end of the day, it seems like from the Mishnah Berurah that either way, it would be okay, just to make sure that he's not going to reach the point that he's going to miss it altogether. The Ramah comments, we're going to go back to Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah comments, V'ikra Kriya Shema Samach L'Mitaso, and he should do Kriya Shema Samach L'Mitaso. So here, there is a famous discussion. Clearly, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Gimel, and the Ramah over here, that the whole point of Birchas Hamapil and Kriya Shema is that it's supposed to be connected to what you're doing, and that is going to sleep. And the whole beautiful bracha of Hamapil is all connected to that. So we know when it comes to Hilchos Brachos that you have to be careful that when you make a bracha that you should do it Samach L'Achila. So too over here, how does a person know that he's going to fall asleep? It's said over in regards to one of the Gedolei Torah who was anxious that he wouldn't fall asleep, so he didn't say Hamapil for that reason. So here, Rav Nevinzel Shlita told me in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that what you're supposed to do is to be normal. I don't know if he definitely didn't use those words, but Rav Shlomo Zalman was very much into that, into being normal. And the bracha that you're making is a bracha is a minhag ha'olam. The minhag ha'olam, if you know that's likely, or that you're going to try to go to sleep now, if you know it's not likely you're going to fall asleep, just because you want to put your head under the covers and let the world disappear for a while, but you know you're not going to fall asleep, you're just going to lay in bed, you're going to review your day, etc., etc. So then you shouldn't say hamapil then. But if it's the minhag ha'olam, he wants to already fall asleep, so then in such a case he should follow that. He doesn't have to be too anxious. And that follows with the next part of the Mishnah Berurah as well. Both the Rama and the Mishnah Berurah in the next few lines. Ve'ein ochlam v'shosam l'medar macha kriya shma shal mita. So yishamiyat. A person should not eat or drink after he says kriya shma shal mita. He should go to sleep immediately. Shnemer imru belvavchem al mevishkavchem v'domu tzela. So this is what Chazal are saying. Is imru belvavchem al mishkavchem, and then vidomu, and then be quiet. In other words, you say the way a Jew is supposed to meir lo ishan kula v'chule, all the parts, the beautiful things of a mapil, and then he's supposed to go to sleep, and then domu, and then he's quiet. One could note, I'm not sure if this is a good deal, that the Rama says that the idea over here is that you're supposed to be quiet afterwards. He doesn't say that's a shaila b'rich b'chal v'atala or anything like that. He just says that the appropriate derech is supposed to be imru b'vavchem ha'mishkafchem v'domu selah. Let's take a look at, that's what the Rama writes. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Dalet. V'im toiv lishtos oladaber eze inin nachutz nirishim mutter ach liochzer v'yikra parshishma. So if one is saying Shema first and then the bracha of Hamapil, so then if he needs to drink or eat something, so then in such a case it's mutter, achenim, kvar omer, birchas Hamapil, yizar mizeh. But if he said Hamapil, he should be careful. So Rav Nevinzel Shlita comments on V'im Toav, yesh shechoshu mehay taima. V'lachen lo amru shemu malchus birchas Hamapil. They were concerned that they might get thirsty, or someone's going to call an emergency, someone's going to call, he's a Rav, someone will call him with a Shaila. His wife will say, is emergency on the phone, are you able to answer? So now, is he not supposed to answer because he said, I'm apil? So he concludes, so therefore some people would say without shame, Malchus, Vad morzal sover de in lachshosh. And Rav Shlomo Zalman held that one doesn't have to be choshesh. In other words, that one should make the bracha. That's connected to what I heard from Rav Nevinzel, the Yitzchak Kikari. Same idea. You be normal. You know, imru b'vavchem al mishkavchem v'domu sela. And then, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu destined that there was an ones, so there was an ones. I once heard Rabbanit Lichtenstein. She actually didn't like being called. She doesn't like to be called Rabbanit. Dr. Lichtenstein, Dr. Tov Lichtenstein, Rav Aaron Zatzal's wife. So she said that in her experience, she said most calls that her husband gets very late at night could have waited tomorrow. That's her experience. So it could be, it doesn't have to be mafsik after amapil, but there are times where it's an emergency where it is important. And the same apply for doctors, etc. Vayilil sim samach gimel kaniz rama imutar likros kishu shochev. So here the Mishnah Berurah points out that there is a question whether you're supposed to read Kriya Shema altogether when you're laying down. We know that's a Mishnah, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, a whole discussion whether you're supposed to read Kriya Shema when lying down. That discussion of whether Kriya Shema should be read lying down points out the Mishnah Berurah is only for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. We pointed out that Kriya Shema here is doing two things. There's Kriya Shema al-Hamita, and there's Kriya Shema of the mitzvah. Sometimes they overlap, sometimes they don't. The Mishnah Berurah claims a nafkamina is going to be this case of the Ramah. If we're talking about the Kriya Shema of being Yotze the mitzvah, that you shouldn't say when you're laying down. That you should say sitting up. However, when it comes to the bracha of Hamapil and Kriya Shema, so then there are some opinions that say that one can. That's what the Mishnah Berurah spells out. Let's skip to the last line on our Amud on 302. Avon kvar kar bizman v'kar atarak mishum kriya shma al-shmita mota lechatchila likrosa b'shchiva. And then he concludes there are machmirim v'yesh machmirim lechatchila likrosa b'amida b'yeshiva achen kvar shachal v'kuli alma mutar latos al-tzidav likro v'yesh ala adam lahargil atzman lishkov al-tzidav dafka. A person should try to sleep on his side. Obviously, Kedusha and Tahara is something that's a very, very important part of sleep and so on. and that is a sugya b'fnei atzmo. But clearly, it seems to me that Chazal, in many of their tarkanas, were also trying to create a mindset where a person thinks about things that are lofty and is not pulled into his nefesh bahamis. Sometimes a person could fall asleep, so then he could recreate Shema a few times. Rav Neven Zal also at the time said to me, it doesn't have to be, he repeats Kriya Shema. Rav Neven Zal mentioned saying over Tehillim. We're going to see shortly that the Mechaber mentions other psukim as well. This is a strange expression from the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah explains that there was a Hamamina that some thought that there was a mitzvah that said, Asher Kitchon Sosav Tzivanu al Kriyishma. And that we don't say because the brachos of Kriyishma, the fasting birchos Kriyishma themselves, are the brachos of Kriyishma. There seemed to have been a Hamamina, a Paisek Toa, the Mishnah Berurah alludes to, who thought that there was a tzad to say, a bracha, Asher Kitchon Sosav Tzivanu Kriyishma, and that's not correct. Mechaber continues, Va'omer Yosher B'Seisor Elyon. So there are some who have the custom to say Yosher B'Seisor Elyon as well. What's behind this? The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Tes says, Kol Elu Apsuk Mishnah Gulamran Hu Lahagen Shalova Olav Chasachidu Dover Ra. To be said for protection, V'muchola Onis Dai B'mash Yomer Parsha Rishona Berchas Hamapil Levad. And then the Mishnah Berurah says very beautifully, by the way, there are some who just say that, say lichatchila, just say that. I do know that Rav Neven Zal told me that he didn't feel comfortable with the psukim mimini michal umismoli gavriel that some say meroshi shchinas kel. Which is, if you look in some of the Kriya Shema Alamita editions, they have that. Rav Neven Zal just said that he says he feels he can't say on himself uveroshi shchinas kel. If he can't say that, so then kavachomer for many of us. So the Mishnah Berurah says, when Mulcholo Ones continues the Mishnah Berurah, that would be enough. And then he concludes with Kedarko Marana Chofetz Chaim's beautiful way of reminding us of what's really important in life. So he says a person should think about particularly the averas that are common. You can go chanifus, flattering people, shkarim, lying, leitzanus, lashon hara. Unfortunately, today we have to add gezel. B'chein avon bittul Torah, tzrichim b'dika b'yoser, and particularly bittul Torah requires very strong b'dika. Gamroi limchol chol mishachot k'neged tziro b'schus zeh, ha'odam ma'arich yamim, as the Gemara in Megillah on Daf Chaf Ches describes. There is a Gemara that says, Hayashim ba'yisichidi, Ochastu Lilus, that he runs the risk of being grabbed by some type of demon. So there is such an inyan that needs to be discussed with the Mora Derech of what happens if he's alone. Particularly, Mishnah Berurah concludes that there's an inyan for a chola, a chaya, a chasen, a kala, alo tam lechachem belayla, to have particular shmira. Rav Neven Zal points out that anybody who's involved in a mitzvah, we have an expression, shomer mitzvah le'yedar dover ra, in Koheles Ches, so it definitely would not apply to someone who is sleeping alone in a sukkah. And the psukim that are mentioned, the Mechaber continues, that some say, again, my impression is that there are Gedolei Torah that don't, but the psukim also, Baruch Hashem, Bayom Baruch Hashem Alad Baruch Hashem Shafir Baruch Hashem Ekumenu Vayom Hashem Chasatin Yeruch Chasatan Hashem Shomrecha Ve'at Ve'adolom Adon Olam B'yod Chaf Kidrich Ruchi. A big chiddush over here that they also say Berachas Kohanim Yerecha Hashem Yishmerecha, and some say Hashkivenu, but not to say the conclusion of the bracha of Hashkivenu, just until the Chasima. The Sif Beis just concludes, and here one needs a lot of hadracha in terms of what is appropriate tznius and what is not appropriate tznius. And in fact, speaking of which, all Siman Reish men are going to be the halachas of tashmish, marital relations, and that's how Siman Reish men, chelik beis, essentially concludes. Okay, we'll stop.